Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Afrida Love, and tonight we have a short segment on music and cognition. I would just like to show you some research findings concerning music that you may know and some things that you may not know. But before we begin the show, let us pray, please. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us to wake up this morning. We thank you for starting us on our way, Lord. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. We're asking you, Lord, would you continue to cover us, not only cover us in the Word of God, but cover us in the reality of who you are, in the cosmic world, in the world that you have made for us, Heavenly Father. We ask you, would you continue to bless those who you see fit, Heavenly Father, and continue to help us to walk and talk in your will, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for each day. We thank you for each hour, each minute, each second. We thank you for everything that you have given us. We're asking you, would you continue to bless the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry and the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry host, Afrida Love, and not just the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry, but all the ministries all over the land and country. And we're asking you, would you bless each guest who come onto the ministry? We ask you, would you continue to uplift us and empower us with your holy and mighty word? We thank you for blessing us as we travel. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to return back home, Heavenly Father. We thank you for giving us just life, liberty, hope, and freedom. We thank you for continuously being the Alpha and Omega in our lives, the beginning and the end. And we just ask you, would you continue to shower your blessings upon us, Lord, then continue to open, close, and leave doors ajar, Heavenly Father. Help us to praise and honor and worship you, Lord, where we may know that there is a reality and a blessing in serving a true and living God. We thank you for the strength. We thank you for the mighty power that you have given us. If there is something within our hearts that do not need to be there, we ask that it be removed. We ask that with this ministry on tonight that you continue to give wisdom and continue to just help the people understand the concepts of life and the things concerning life. I ask that you bless this mini segment to be something that is pleasing and acceptable in your sight, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Yay. Amen. Now, the scripture for today comes from Romans 12 and 9, and it reads, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. I have read to you Romans 12 and 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and the seekers of his holy word. And today we are going to briefly discuss music. And on this special segment, and I will add music into the other segments, but on this particular segment, we're going to dive into the topic of music in relation to cognition, in relation to the brain, in relation to life and how it affects us. Many times individuals listen to music for various reasons, because you want to dance, or you listen to music to relax, or you listen to music because you want to sing the words, or you listen to music because that is your forte, that is your prerogative. You do what you want to do, so you listen to music. You want to go into this world, this soothing world of music, or you want to go into this chaotic world where a lot of things are happening within that piece of music. But music is very beneficial, not only to the artists and the people who are getting rich off of writing songs and singing songs, but music is important to the body and the mind. As a matter of fact, before I would run any race, man, I would have to, I would listen to music. Any time that individuals go to the gym and they listen to upbeat music, then the intensity, the heart rate begins to pump faster because you are trying to maintain the beat or the rhythm of that song, and you're bobbing your head and you're on the treadmill running and everybody's looking at you like, what is going on? Or you will play something slow because you want to cool down, and so your heart begins to rest. But if you notice as you go to the gym, and I want you to try this, or if when you're working out, when you begin to listen to a lot of music that is fast, that has a fast tempo, then you have the tendency to also, bring it up a notch. But when you play slow music, it relaxes you. And it reminds me when we talk about different medications, we have depressants and we have stimulants. And so if the doctor prescribes you a depressant, then, of course, it's going to bring your heart rate down. If you have a stimulant, then it's going to bring your heart rate up. And so, therefore, in looking at this, music does the same thing. And that's a concept that we must understand. Music does the same thing. So if you are feeling, I want to say this while it's on my mind, if you're feeling down, if you're feeling in the dumps, if you have a loss of energy, if you have a loss of zest, if something happened to you where you just feel sad, I mean, you just feel like, oh, my gosh, I'm just so sad, then it's good to listen to fast-tempo music because your body recognizes that, your brain, your synapse in your brain recognize that, and therefore stimulates your brain and for movement. And so when this happens, then you kind of automatically just perk up. We're going to get into it in depth later. I just want to introduce it to you to, you know, kind of stir up your curiosity, okay? And then if you listen to, of course, soothing music, if you're just way too energetic, you can't sleep because God is so good, God has just blown your mind, or if you finish running, many people run at night, and it's hard to go to sleep when you run at night because you're all revved up, you're all pumped up. You know, and so you might want to put on some soothing music, and that usually relax your body and you're able to go to sleep. So depending on your mood, you always want to play the opposite. You know, if you're too high, and we even say that in prayer, if you're too high, then we ask the Lord to bring us down. So if you're too energetic, you know, then you may want to put on some soothing music so you can get some sleep. On the other hand, if you're depressed, you may want to put on some, energetic music, you know. So in other words, do the opposite, okay, so that you can balance, you can have a balance. But I want to give you some facts here, and before I do that, I want you to think about this question. How many of you listen to gospel music? How many of you listen to rap? How many of you listen to country music? How many of you listen to jazz? How many of you listen to classical music, opera? What about reggae? What about dance fans? What about indie fans? What about rock and heavy metal? And what about our soul fans? Everybody just wave your hands in the air. Okay. And I know that each person on earth listens to some type of music. And I want to give you or share with you a study. And I want to tell you, first of all, the benefits of listening to music. There are many benefits. And as I said before, this is an introduction because I want you to go back and I want you to read about this and I want you to try it. Try to make music applicable in your lives, which means that when you're working, turn on a little music. It relaxes you. If you're having a very stressful day, I know in the military a lot of times when we were in training, We would listen to music just to relieve some of the, not stress as in mentally stressed, but the stress of our bodies because we were exerting so much energy. And so listening to soft music really helps that. So just try it in your everyday life. I'm just giving you, you know, a few things or a few benefits of music, and then I want to share with you the different personalities. And then we will go to announcements, and then I'll bid you good night. So some of the benefits of listening to music is it improves your creativity. And the way this works is that when you listen to the moderate noise levels or you listen to soft music, music that's not too loud, it increases the processing difficulty, which promotes abstract processing, which leads to higher creativity. So in other words, when we struggle, okay, to process things as we normally would, then we resort to more creative things. For instance, when we are looking at the Pythagorean theorem, A squared plus B squared equals C squared, when we're looking at those particular things, and for some reason, A squared plus B squared is just not, it's not flying. It's not equal to what you think it's supposed to be equal to. So therefore, we have to be creative and we have to go back and we have to analyze, what did I do wrong? Why is this problem not adding up? So it allows us, music, and I'm going to explain this to you in depth once we get into this, music, in listening to music, it really works on the abstract rather than the concrete, because when you're listening to music, there are many things that you're wondering about. Who is this person singing to? Who is the audience? In other words, what is the genre? You're thinking about a lot of things when the music is playing. So this really helps you process, and every time you listen to music, your brain is doing the same thing over and over again. So when you automatically go into a classroom or you go to your job, then you're able to be more creative because your brain is used to doing it. It's something like if someone was running a marathon and they continuously practice and they're continuously running 20 miles, I'm just going to say, once a week, their body is getting used to that. So when it's time to run the mile, then they're ready. So therefore, we must realize and recognize and understand that, okay? The second thing, when we talk about music, music is very beneficial, not only for creativity, but it also helps to predict our personality by the music that we listen to. And I want to go ahead and reiterate a fallacy before I tell you about this study. The fallacy is or was that if you listen to the blues, that means you're blue. That means you're depressed, you're sad, you're down. And that's not true. Many people listen to the blues because they like it, you know. Many people listen to the blues because of the beat. They listen to the blues because they like to reminisce or it describes their life. And so listening to the blues or listening to any type of music does not define who you are. The thing about music is it can help predict our personality. You know, if someone is listening to a fast song, headbanging music, rap music, and they're driving, did you notice that they're going to drive faster because they're listening to that music rather than if they was listening to a slow song? Then people have a tendency to drive slower. And it's very interesting because music and our brain and the synapse in our brain and our cerebral cortex, music affects it a lot. And we're going to talk about that, you know, when the time comes. But I want to tell you or share with you a lesson on how music can predict our personalities. And this study was conducted at Harold Walt University, and it has to do with the breakdown of our personalities according to the music that we listen to. All right, here we go. This would describe me. If you're a blues fan, you have high self-esteem. You are creative, outgoing, gentle, and at ease. Somebody say amen. If you love jazz, where are all my jazz people at? You have high self-esteem. You're creative. You're outgoing and at ease. So if you are a jazz or a blues fan, then you two could probably hang together because these two personalities are basically the same. If you like classical music, you have high self-esteem, you're creative, but you're an introvert and you are at ease. That means that you don't like to be around a lot of people, so you probably wouldn't want to hang with a blues or a jazz type personality, people who like to listen to the blues or jazz, because those people are outgoing. If you like classical music and things like that, you're more introverted, okay? Rap fans, you know, those lyrics that keep flowing, the poetry, the rap fans, high self-esteem, and you're outgoing. Now, with rap fans, it doesn't really tell the personality traits, but with a rap fan, they could probably hang out with the jazz and blues. But once again, the classical music fans may want to just chill without the blues and jazz and rap fans. Opera. Woo! If you like opera, you have high self-esteem, you're creative, and you are gentle. So the opera fans, you could probably hang out with the classical fans because you understand them. You're more gentle. You're creative. It didn't say you were outgoing. So if you like opera, you could be outgoing or you could not be. But most definitely take a classical fan with you because you're going to get along very well. If you like country and western, you are hardworking and you're outgoing. So after a full day's work, go out and enjoy yourself by listening to some country and western music. And you could probably hang out with the jazz, the blues fans, and the rap fans, all right? If you like reggae, man, then you have high self-esteem, you're creative, you're not hardworking, you're outgoing, you're gentle, and at ease. Reggae fans, you might not want to hang out with the country and western fans because the country and western fans are hardworking. The reggae fans, you have very high self-esteem, you just like to have a good time, you're outgoing, you're gentle, you do just enough to get it done. So you might not want to hang out with the country fans, but then you might want to so that you can build up your work ethics. Dance fans, you are creative and outgoing but not gentle. If you have any friends or if you like to dance, you are creative because you two-stepping and doing all that good stuff. You're outgoing, but you're not gentle. So be sure that if you like to dance to music and things like that, the next time you go dancing at a dancing hall or somewhere, be sure that you're nice to your neighbor, you know. Be sure of that. And dance fans, you most definitely could probably go out with the reggae fans, the opera fans. No, you may not want to go out with the opera fans, but the classical, you may not want to go out with them either, but the jazz and blues and the rap fans, you would definitely fit in. The indie fans, and we're not talking about indie as in the music production, we're just talking about indie fans who like the indie kind of music. You have low self-esteem, but you're creative, you're not hardworking, and you're not gentle. So if you are an indie fan, according to the study, do something for yourself. Take out time for yourself. Love yourself. You are creative, though, but you don't like to work hard, and you're not gentle. So just have a personality check, because within this, I'm looking at all of these groups, and you might want to hang out with the rap fans and the jazz and the blues fans and the dance fans, because they can bring some life back into you. If you have low self-esteem, you can go dancing and feel good. And the jazz and blues fans, they're creative and things like that. And they are also gentle. They can teach you how to become more gentle. For our rock and heavy metal, you have low self-esteem. You're creative, not hardworking, not outgoing. You're gentle and at ease. Rock and heavy metal, you may want to get with the indie fans. Both of you have, it says both of you have, it's low self-esteem, but in saying that, you can share your experiences. You can share your experiences with each other, and you can hang out with some of the opera, rap, classical, jazz, blues fans, any of those individuals who can really find your niche, really find your strengths, and can really help boost the self-esteem, because in each category, you can go from having a high self-esteem to a low self-esteem, even if you listen to any type of music. But in saying that, just make sure that you are, once again, surrounded by positive people, because in any category, it's not just the rock and pop, it's not just the indie fans, you know, that can fall into any category. And so therefore you want to make sure that not only that you share your experiences with other groups, but you also have people on the right and left, front and back of you, who are positive and supportive, okay? Soul fans, you have high self-esteem, you're creative, outgoing, gentle, and at ease. Soul fans, you could pretty much jump into any of these categories and you can make it happen. You can make people smile. You're outgoing, you love people, so therefore you would fit into any of those categories. We talk about music training can significantly improve our motor and reasoning skills as well as our children's motor and reasoning skills. And in doing so, many students who were learning how to play an instrument according to a study, a research study, many of these students who were learning how to play an instrument tested better on vocabulary and nonverbal reasoning skills, which involve understanding and analyzing visual information such as relationships, similarities and differences, things of that nature. So individuals who are learning how to play instruments, you know, those individuals have to use those analytical skills. They have to use those reasoning skills. They have to be able to understand different crescendos and things like that when we deal with music. They have to understand that. And so these students who are learning how to play instruments and who are making music often score higher on tests than those who do not. In addition to that, when we talk about classical music, you know, and I told you some of the characteristics of classical individuals, they're not really outgoing. But classical music has been linked to helping stroke patients in one study. So if your family member has had a stroke, if you've had a stroke, listen to classical music because it improves, according to research, your visual attention, okay? It increases your visual attention, and it's also good for you. And so just make sure that if you have had a stroke or things of that nature, that you listen to at least some of the classical music. All right? What else do I want to share? Music helps us exercise, as I said before. When you go to the gym, you know, and you're on the treadmill, and when you're on the treadmill, depending on what you listen to, whether the music is slow or fast, that's typically the rate that you're going to go. And many times when you're trying to work up to your heart rate, your working heart rate, you want to listen to some music that's going to get you moving. You don't want to listen to any music that's going to slow down your heart. You want to listen to some music that's pretty, you know, up there, things of that nature, and this also helps with your heart rate because you're working according to the beat. So when you start running to the beat, right, then you are benefiting your body. Your blood flow is going, which is phenomenal and excellent, okay? And also the research reads, listening to music competes for our brain's attention and can help us to override those signals of fatigue. So anytime we exercise, the exercise helps decrease the levels of fatigue. We have endorphins, we have things like that that are exerted once we exercise, and those particular things help us to or alleviate fatigue. So music is so beneficial in so many ways that we can't even express. Music is very beneficial. So this was just a brief introduction. And what I want you to do is sometime this week, I want you to try to listen to some music. Begin listening to music because it really helps you. Begin listening to music. It could be gospel music as well. It could be any type of music that you would like. It's whatever your pleasure is. But make sure you're listening to the music and record how you felt before you listened to it and how you felt afterwards. It's very interesting. And we're going to be talking about music a lot because, first of all, as I said before, I love music, gospel music. I listen to some R&B. I listen to Mozart. I listen to some classical music. So I listen to it all. But most often when I listen to any other type of music rather than gospel, I listen to the blues, or I'll listen to any clean song, because music also teaches a lesson. I told you, as a child, I used to try to figure out who the artist was speaking to, and this helped my creativity in writing stage plays and things of that nature, because not only did I have to figure out who they were listening to, I was writing down some of the words, and I was wondering what message the artist was trying to convey. So I'm saying all this to say that music is very vital in learning, and creativity is, and I'm coming up with a project with music and learning. And I'm not going to say what it is right now because it's a secret, but it has to do with music and learning. And so within this project, we can be as creative as we want to with music. You know, I usually take music and I'll make Christian rap from it, you know, and that's what I do. So that's what God has given me. But everyone has a gift, so therefore, we need to use our gift to the best of our ability. But I really encourage you this day, this hour, to go and research about music, because this is not the last time we're going to visit this. Matter of fact, we'll probably visit it once a week, as well as I told you that we're trying to get back on schedule, and we are going to get it back on schedule. But I want you to try to listen to music to get you to bed if you are having sleeping problems, if you're restless at night. You know, instead of taking a lot of medication, then you might want to put on some music. When you get frustrated, wherever you are at home, at work, put on some music. When you are trying to exercise and do your very best, you put on music that's going to push you. You don't want music that's going to, you know, slow down everything and almost put you to sleep on the treadmill. You want something that's going to keep that blood pumping and keep you going. And so be sure to listen to music and enjoy the music and do what you have to do. And so without further ado, I just want to say that we are going to continue to look at music and get into depth with music and how it really, really benefits the body and things of that nature, okay? So I want you to be sure to look through all of that. And thank you so much for listening. I want to, first of all, thank God and my family, and I want to thank all the listeners I have. 8 listeners on tonight, and I'm very excited and delighted, and I'm happy and thankful that you all decided to stay up with me at this present hour. Thank you so much. And without further ado, I would like to go ahead and get to our announcements. And everyone knows what the first announcement is. Be sure to tell your family and friends and your coworkers and your church members and those who you meet about the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry. That is blogtalkradio.com/FredaLove, FredaLove, blogtalkradio.com/FredaLove, FredaLove. Gospel artists, promoters, authors, writers, community leaders, those individuals who are just positive within the community, please, please, Facebook at FredaLove, that's A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, or F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, or E-M-O-N-Y-A underscore love at yahoo.com. Be sure to get in touch, I'm getting excited, get in touch with me, because I would love to have you on the ministry. And so Christian rappers, Christian toe tappers, please, please Facebook at Free to Love. Thank you so much. Be sure to pray for 66 individuals. If you have to pray for your family members, make sure you put them all on one line and pray for them one by one, and then pray for yourself. In addition to that, there is an event coming up, and the countdown is on. It is entitled Reaping What You Sow at the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, Texas, where the Reverend Dr. Kerry Berkeley is the pastor. Be sure on Saturday at 6 o'clock p.m. as we will kick off the Reaping What You Sow fundraiser event, which is a musical and a book signing event. After the musical, if you would like to come to the Fellowship Hall and receive a signed copy of the new guide, Perfecting Your Walk, by the Reverend, by the Dr. Alfreda Emmanuel Love, please, please, please come to the Fellowship Hall and enjoy some cake and punch, and also the guide. I am only accepting donations because half of it will go to St. Jude's, the other half will go to the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry. In addition to that, the fundraiser for the musical is for the church. So thank you so much for attending. Thank you so much for your support. God is going to bless you. He's going to take care of you. Amen. In addition to that, thank you so much for joining tonight. blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. And so this week, on tomorrow, God's will, we will have Praying with Love. Thursday, I encourage you to look at some of the previous ministries and the interviews. On Friday, I encourage you once again to continue to look at the ministries, and I will be on promoting the Reaping What You Sow once again, letting you know what's going to happen on that lovely, blessed Saturday, because we're going to have a good time in the Lord. We're going to have a mighty fine time in the Lord, and it's going to be a success. It's going to be good. And then, on Saturday, God's will, we will have the Reaping What You Sow event. I will be so excited. And I will also have a pre-recorded interview from the Arlene Brown TV ministry when she interviewed me concerning the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry. I have much more exciting news that is coming. Please continue to watch the Facebook page. I've been away for a little bit because I've been working on many projects. I've been working with many artists and things of that nature, trying to get started. I've been working on scheduling and things of that nature. But now I'm back, and we appreciate the listening support. I appreciate the prayers. I continue to encourage you to pray for the event on Saturday, God's will, because the Lord definitely has spoken success, definitely has spoken a good time in the Lord, and I'm excited. I invite each and every one of you out. If you are in the Waco area, no matter where you're from, please come to the Greater Ebenezer Baptist Church, 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, Texas, and you will have a mighty fine time. Our church motto is family is more than a word, and it is. So when you walk in, do not expect to be treated like a visitor, because everyone is family. And anytime we enter the Lord's house, we enter into his courts with thanksgiving and praise. So therefore, that's how I want everyone to enter, with a smile and be happy, and we're going to have a good time in the Lord. So thank you very much, and be sure one more time to encourage your family and friends to tune in to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove, and be sure to tell them that we're going to get back on schedule. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you be sure to tell them that love lifted you up, because God is love. Until next time, take care of yourselves, which is tomorrow, and each other. Goodbye, everybody.